Thank you very much. Thank you, Chair. Well, I don't know about you, but I found that a really inspirational set of presentations, very, very humbling. And it's wonderful because actually I've been involved in this, firstly with Public Health England, now the Department of Health, starting at the time that Oliver described as the meltdown. And so both today, up here on the platform and out there, are people that I've been emailing or been seen at the end of video screens or whatever, but have never had a chance to actually have a proper conversation with. And it's wonderful to be able to come together. I think we also have to recognise there are a lot of people who are very expert in this, who I hope we're going to hear from and are able to contribute later. But some of the things that I've heard, and we have understandably focused on the international dimension of the Ebola response almost exclusively. And I absolutely agree, because that's where the humanitarian crisis has been going on. And we have much to learn about from that response. I just want to say one thing before I begin the discussion. I just also would like us to just reflect on also the domestic response, because I do think that has been exemplary. And I want to pay credit particularly to Public Health England and the public health staff, who have done some incredibly innovative work, both in terms of the screening, the returning workers programme, the laboratories, not in this country, the infectious disease, fever service, as well as setting up the labs abroad, and the public health people out on the ground in terms of preparedness. Similarly, the NHS, them get it, their frontline staff in terms of preparedness, as well as the treatment facilities, etc. I also want to make one other comment in terms of the national aspect, because I think one of the things domestically, I know others have commented on about joined up government, but one of the other lessons and the things that I think have gone well is around some of our communication and trying also to base this on public health science wherever possible. And I think one of the most helpful things that happened early on was CMO's message that we must expect a handful of cases based on the modelling, and a really strong push around reassurance, because I think domestically that helped us in terms of managing what was going on here and not therefore diverting over attention to what was going on here and being able to allow the government to have the attention where it should be. But I think for me, some of the key challenges that colleagues have raised is about what happened in those first few months and what can we do to speed up the response and learn lessons about that. What can we learn about trying to identify and invest in getting answers to the important research questions where we need answers quickly that can help us really address? And the other thing that I think it's worth thinking about very carefully is around what's the legacy around all of this? What can we take from this that's not around navel-gazing just about Ebola, but is saying how are we going to get and learn from what happened and what our response to put us in a much stronger position for the next inevitable outbreak or incident that will happen? So to me, it's around what can we do better but quicker? What do we need to do in terms of improving and speeding up some of the research agenda and mobilising those issues? And how can we capture and learn from this that feeds into a legacy moving forwards? And finally, can I just say, we also have to remember that we're not over it yet. So I want to pay real tribute to the huge numbers of staff who are both out there now and have been going out there, and just say what remarkable individuals they are, and thanks to them. So those are my thoughts just to kick us off.